Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply success behind the scenes. Success behind the scenes. Now think of it, my friends and neighbors. We're all excited and enamored with typical success that we see with our eyes. I mean, when you watch the big game on television, you're going to get excited to see champions celebrating with their trophies. However, there was some behind the scenes activities that led to that type of success. You may see a model walking down a runway, and she might be a top model on a great television show and may look glamorous at that time. However, there was a behind-the-scenes activity that took place prior to receiving that unprecedented success. It doesn't matter what you do. Go to the movie theater and watch your favorite film. And even as the credits are rolling, you may be able to get a glimpse of what took place behind the scenes, but there's no way we can imagine how much work and effort and toil and strain it took to create 1 2-hour movie. My friends and neighbors, success behind the scenes has a relevance in this business life because most people you connect with are going to be attracted to the glamour of business, but they're not going to be attracted to the grind of business. They're going to want to see their names on the internet. They're going to want to see themselves with pats on the back from their friends. They're going to want to achieve the types of success that allows them to go from one level economically to another. But we've got to make sure, my friends and neighbors, that everyone on our respective teams in respective organizations understand that there is a behind-the-scenes story before there is a success story. Well, yes, my friends, we've got to get accustomed to and comfortable with the grind of being who we want to become. Well, let's outline that in our GRIND acronym, shall we? That G reminds us that in order to experience success, I have to first and foremost get over it. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we have to get over it. You say, get over what, Wallace? Well, this is what we've got to get over. Our past successes. See, you probably thought I was going to talk about setbacks, but no, we first have to get over our past successes. Just because Tom Cruise was a box office hit in one movie doesn't mean he's going to be a box office hit in another. He's got to get over the past success of one Emmy or Grammy or whatever they win and start focusing on a new objective and a new agenda. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, yes, you may have had a great week last week, a great year last year, a great decade last decade, but remember, let's not spend all of our time talking about how good we used to be. Don't you recognize, my friends and neighbors, that yes, albeit past successes are good, we only should remember them for a setup for even something better, designed to prepare us for something better. And it's hard to focus on the future when the past is dominant in our minds. That's the reason why, yes, you may have succeeded doing something different. Yes, you may have won when you were with another group. Yes, you may have done this when you ran your own business and you did it this way. Get over it. By the same token, setbacks are also necessary to get over. You want to be able to put the past behind and look forward to what lies ahead. You think about it, my friends. If you ever go on a date, for those of you who are single, you ever sit down and go on a date and then someone is telling you about all of their past successes or failures with a previous relationship? Well, it's only after a few minutes that you decide you don't want to be around that person anymore because they're missing the future by focusing on the past. Yes, my friends, you want to be able to say, let's focus on the future. That R in our GRIND acronym reminds us that repetition matters. If you see a guy or girl who's in phenomenal shape, they may have a six-pack and strong abs and all that kind of stuff, right? Well, you may say, oh, I would love to look like that. Well, before they looked like that, there was hours in the gym. There were sacrifices of food that they could not eat. They probably said, hey, we don't want the cakes and the pies. We're going to stick to this or that. Yes, my friends, repetition matters. If you're a top basketball player, I can assure you that you take a certain number of shots every single day. If you're a top swimmer, you're swimming so many laps every day. If you're a baseball player, you're in batting practice, and if you are in any type of musician, you play musical instruments, then you're rehearsing day in and day out. There is a repetition. Remember, my friends, we can create the future by the activities we engage in today. So you say, how do I create a repetition? Well, first of all, you focus on meaningful routines. Every successful person outlines the most meaningful routines, those things that are essential to success, and begin systematically to focus on those things. What are you focused on, my friends and neighbors? What are the meaningful routines that you've outlined in your business? Have you listed down the most important things for you to accomplish in every single day? Well, if it's important to accomplish, those are routines that we have to do every day. Some may say, well, follow-up is a meaningful routine. Making a presentation to someone new is a meaningful routine. Asking for referrals is a meaningful routine. Making a great presentation is a meaningful routine. That means that I've got to practice the presentation over and over again to where if I don't have a PowerPoint, a video, a website to show, I still know that I can effectively make it through everything I must because I've worked on it. Professionals practice. Yes, for my note takers, wherever you might be across the country, remember to write down in big bold letters and then highlight and underline professionals practice. In fact, professionals perfect practice. They do it all the time. Whatever you're a professional in is going to be determined by how much we practice. Repetition makes a difference. And I say, my friends, the last one I probably have to get to today, the I in our grind acronym, simply reminds us that investments are required. There's nobody that is great in any aspect of life that does not engage in investing in themselves. Think of it. If you're in a relationship and you've got a significant other that never spends any money on you, never takes you anywhere, you never go any place or do anything, never buys you anything for special occasions, that relationship probably won't last long because you can gauge the seriousness by how much a person is willing to invest. Behind the scenes, there may be people who've invested in books and professional videos and life coaches and trainers, you name it. It's a lot of investments that take place, and I challenge you, my friends, identify those that you need to make. We are as good as the investments we're willing to make in ourselves. We oftentimes want individuals to invest in our success, invest in our future, but the first investment is the investment we make in us. It's will we invest enough in ourselves to rise up a little earlier and go to bed a little later? Will we invest enough in ourselves to purchase the things that we feel like are going to help us achieve extraordinary success? Yes, my friends, investments are required because every great relationship requires a solid investment. There is, my friends and neighbors, a success behind the scenes. I wish I had time to complete this training segment, but I challenge you that if you get soft skills certified with Success Training Institute, it will change your business and grow your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.